ओम शांति। 19th October 2019 सैटरडे। एसेंस स्वीट चिल्ड्रन प्रैक्टिस बीइंग सोल कॉन्शियस। इट्स ओनली बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग दिस दैट यू विल बी एबल टू बिकम प्योर and charitable souls. Sweet children, practice being soul conscious. It's only by practicing this that you will be able to become punyatma, pure and charitable souls. So Baba has been teaching us the real consciousness. He has been teaching us who we really are. And that's the first chapter, right from the day one. Soul consciousness. Keep on practicing this. And you become pure and charitable soul. That is punyatma. This concept of punya is not new, and Indian philosophy discusses in depth about punya and pap. Punya is roughly translated as charity, meritorious act or goodness, or something which is sacred, something which is auspicious, something which is good, something which is purifying. That is punya. And opposite of that is pap. That is sin, unrighteous, that which is wrong, that which is against the, that which is prohibited. Punya means something which is as per the scriptural injunctions, and pap means something which is prohibited, which is inhibited, which is against the prescribed norms. Some people don't like to use the word pap, but they use apunya, that is that which is not punya. And Baba has told us multiple times that here you become punyatma, you become pure and charitable souls. So what is punya? Punya is invisible wealth. Punya is invisible wealth. You do some charitable acts and you acquire punya. Punya is invisible seed, which is responsible for pleasure, or pap is responsible for pain. So it's an invisible seed, whether punya or pap. And those punyas which are earned is exhausted by pleasures. And pap which is there is exhausted by pain. So philosophy is described in detail about these two things. Everything telling us to become, to do punya and not to do pap. The Buddhistic philosophy is purely based on this concept of work or action or deeds of pap and punya. And it goes even beyond this concept of actions, because it has more to do with mind than the actions. So whether it is a Buddhistic religion or Jainism, or if you see, the very first mention of the punya has come in Rig Veda, and then in some of the Upanishads, and then in Puranas, and then in Gita. So everywhere different definitions of punya has been given. What is punya? Some have described punya as good deeds. Some have said that it is related to the thoughts. Some have said it is related to pure actions like doing some charity or giving something in donation. That's an act of punya. Or doing giving dan or dakshina. These are two acts of punya. So everywhere this concept is described, it's not a new thing. We have been hearing it for a long time, not just in Indian scriptures but as well as in other religions. So everybody describes that you have to become punyatama, that is pure and charitable soul, and for that they can describe list of things which you should do. If you do this, you will earn punya. If you do this, then you will have punya. And what is the result? Probably sometimes you may get mukti, or they will say some long sojourn in heaven, or some good result in this very birth or in future birth. So they describe all these things. Now what Baba is saying, become soul conscious. He is not mentioning going to any pilgrimage place. He is not mentioning about any of the rituals, ceremonials, nothing. Baba's concept about punya is entirely different. If you want to become punyatma, just practice only one thing. What is that? Soul consciousness. Just keep on practicing this, and for that you need not to go anywhere. You need not to do anything. Just do this and automatically you will start earning punya no matter where you are. Still, we will try to understand this concept of punya by taking the help of some of the scriptures, and the foremost among them is Dharma Shastra, which mentions 10 methods of earning punya. First is dana. When you donate something, you earn punya. So now in this Brahmin life, what we have to donate from yesterday's murli, from the murli which is played out in Shantivan, 3 types of service you have to do at one time. What are that? Through mind, give experience. Through speech, introduction of knowledge. And through your behavior, give them practical example of complete yogi life. So this is something which is giving. Through mind you are giving powers. Through mind you are sending out vibrations, and those vibrations are going out in the atmosphere. That's why make the vritti strong, powerful, spiritual, elevated, full of pure feelings and good wishes. So this is, they describe, if you want to earn punya, they talk about dana. Dana means cow, money, cloth, land, sesame seeds. No, in scriptures, organs now. That's about medical science. So it could be anything, any organ of the body, for eyes or anything, kidneys. So anything you give in donation is an act of charity. That makes you punyatma. But Baba mentions that what you have to give, daughter, so anything it could be. So they think that this is an act of charity. If you give, it's an act of charity. Give money, act of charity. Give to priest, dakshina, it's an act of charity. But then that has become absolutely gross. And Baba mentions what dana you have to give. Through your mind, give powers, experience. Through your speech, give knowledge. And through your actions or behavior, demeanor, give proof or experience of complete yogi life. That's the first turn, first charity, first act of punya. The second is upavas or vrat or fasting. When you do fasting, they mention that this is an act of charity. So they don't take food, or they don't take water. Sometimes food, sometimes even water. Nirjala, without water. What fast Baba mentions in most of the Murlis of Shivratris? Those devotees do fasting. What you have to do? You also have to do fast. But which fast? Upavas. Vas means to stay close. Staying close to Baba is upavas. One. See, you have to do fasting. You are not to eat anything which is negative. Anything which is waste. Anything which is upside down. Anything which is rubbish. Don't eat that. That's the fast. So when you do this upavas, this vrat, this fasting, this oath, this vow, you earn punya. You become punyatma. And the basis of all of this is soul consciousness. If you take soul consciousness as a seed, you can create 10 branches of punya actions. So first is dan. Second is vrat or upavas of fasting. Third is tapasya. Whenever somebody does any sort of any penance, he earns punya. So here also, in this knowledge, path of knowledge, we are here to do tapasya. And not just tapasya, intense tapasya. And that's why Baba said in that Murli, add the word tivrata. Add the word dridata to tivrata. Add the word determination to your intense effort. That is the one addition you have to do. Keep on checking, am I a permanent effort maker? Or only sometimes? So self-checking. So tapasya is an act of charity. Another is both. Anutap. Anutap is something like repentance. You repent, why I did this, I should not have done that. So to do think like that is also an act of charity. That I should not have done this. This is a wrong thing which has happened. Whatever mistakes I have committed, whatever breach of Srimad that has happened, that should not have happened. So anutap means paschatap or repentance. Christianity calls it contrition. Contrition, contrite spirit, means to repent for whatever wrong things that have been done. And there's a book in English, Confessions of Saint Augustine. In that book, he mentions all the sins that he did, and then how he got transformed, and how he became a charitable soul, and how he became so elevated figure in Christianity. Saint Augustine, one of the greatest Roman Catholic saints. So he mentioned publicly, he mentioned about his contrition, his contrite spirit, his repentant heart. That this is what I have done. All indulged in all the sensual things of the world, and ultimately he realized all is vanity, everything is vanity, everything is waste. Now let me come to God. Then, Tirth. Tirth means pilgrimage. Going to pilgrimage is an act of charity. But Baba doesn't want physical pilgrimage, he wants spiritual pilgrimage, and that is the spiritual pilgrimage of remembrance. So, this yad, this yoga, this meditation, this remembrance is like a pilgrimage. So when you do this pilgrimage, that's why Baba mentioned to teachers that keep on doing exercise. Which exercise? Five forms. Keep on doing this exercise. This exercise will keep you happy. This exercise will keep you in enthusiasm, and this exercise will keep you ascending stage. Three things. Talking with teachers. Latest Murli. So this exercise is very important. Keep on doing this exercise throughout the day. Five forms. So, Tirth, pilgrimage, holy journeys, it's very important. Then, next is taking bath, bathing in rivers. This is an act of charity. They go to pilgrimage places and then they take bath, snan, holy bath, holy dip. Here, knowledge is flowing. The Ganges of knowledge is flowing. Keep on taking dip in this Ganges of knowledge. Means going to depth of it. If you are on the surface, you will catch only fish. Go into the depth. Here are the pearls. Here are the treasures. The hidden treasures. The treasure trove of earth. So on the surface, nothing you will get. You will have to dive deep into this knowledge. So, taking bath, that's an act of punya or charity. The next is jap, telling beads or rosary. That's an act of charity. Here Baba says you don't have to pick up those and start telling the beads. But here, you have to repeat the beats of your own saman, self-respect, who I am, what I am. Just as in Latest Murli Baba said, ocean of power and ocean of love has come to see whom? Those who are loving souls, those who are long lost and now found, those who are very beloved souls, those who are companion and those who are his cooperative souls. The very Murli starts with that. Baba has come to see. Baba is seeing and getting happy after seeing these children. So every Murli is filled with Swaman, self-respect, beads of self-esteem. So keep on telling the beads. Keep on telling the rosary. Japa, Jap, the chantless chant. So Jap. And then, the next thing that is mentioned is Abhishisht. That means public confession. Public confession. Whatever sin one has done, one should go to each and every door and confess that I have done this sin. That's known as act of charity. And the greatest example is given in the time of Buddhism, Angulimal. When he came to Buddha and got transformed, he said, please forgive me, O Lord. Buddha said, I cannot forgive you. You have to go back to those people to whom you did wrong. He said, but they will kill me. But he said, you have to go to them only. So he goes to them and they start hurling stones upon him. Some sources mention that he was so badly injured that he came back to Buddha and died in the lap of Buddha. And Buddha said, here dies the most charitable soul, Punyatma. He is no more that sinner, no more the robber. But when he is dying as a Punyatma. Because he confessed publicly all the crimes that he did. So that is known as Abhishisht, that is public confession. Publicly accept, yes, I have done this sin. This wrong thing has been done by me. And then, Pranayama. This is also said to be an act of Punya. If one has done a lot of sins, now you have to practice breath control to absolve the sins that you have committed. That is also mentioned as an act of charity. So breath control. Here Baba doesn't teach pranayama and all those things, but he often teaches that remember me with your every breath. That is the best breath control. Which is the best pranayama taught by God? Our pranayama is not about inhale and exhale. Our pranayama is about remembrance, constant remembrance. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, Baba doesn't remember anybody's name also. Children ask Baba, Baba, do you remember us? Baba says, I don't remember anybody. Here we are to forget everyone. What to speak of remembering? I don't remember anybody. So forget this world. Don't remember this world. Don't remember anyone. That's what Baba says. So this hour is the spiritual pranayama. That is the spiritual breath control, means where every breath that is coming in and going out is filled, is tinged, is mixed with that spiritual fragrance of the remembrance. So these are the 10 acts of how many? 9th. Which one is remaining? There is one more act of charity, Dakshina. One was Dana, another was Dakshina. Dakshina means those money which is given to priests. Money that is given to priests. And priest is often a Brahmin. Means whatever good that you do for this Brahmin family. Baba says you don't have to give donation to this Brahmin family. You have to do sahyog, cooperation. So that is also an act of charity. So these all things, they all need one thing. And what is that one thing? Soul consciousness. When everything is done in the spirit of soul consciousness, everything will become punya. Everything which is done in body consciousness is pap. Even if somebody is doing seva in body consciousness, that doesn't come in the category of punya. Dakshina is something like dan only. They mention one more, home or yagya, as I mentioned previously. So that's an act of charity. So you create gyan yagya, yog yagya. That's an act of charity. Seva yagya, that's an act of charity. So the easiest definition of pap and punya is, papa means, punya means anything which is done in the stage of smriti, that is soul consciousness, and papa means anything which is done in the stage of body consciousness or vismriti. So smriti and vismriti. So pap is smriti and punya. Punya is vismriti, forgetfulness. That is the simplest definition of papa and punya. So Baba is mentioning, practice only one thing. What is that one thing? Soul consciousness. Again we will try to revise yesterday's Murli, which Baba mentioned, fix the date first of all. So now today's act is soul consciousness. So fixing the target, how much time I should remain soul conscious. What is the specific time, minimum time I should remain soul conscious. To remain soul conscious throughout the day is a great task. But at least 4 hours, at least 3 hours, some target should be there. Then second thing which Baba mentioned was aim and qualification. Lakshya and lakshan. If you have very great aim, automatically the qualifications to that will come. The third is addition. What addition? Add the word determination to intense efforts. And then self-checking. What is the self-checking? Am I intense effort maker throughout the day? Next, fifth, 5 types of seva. What are they? Mind, speech, and your behavior. And then the easiest form of seva. That is VVV, vritti, vibrations and vayumandal. So whatever is your vritti, whatever is the attitude, whatever is hidden in the attitude, the same would be reflected as vibrations, and that will be projected out in the atmosphere. So this virtual projection, this spiritual projection of our thoughts would be seen and would be creating the biomandal atmosphere, the milieu. Milieu exterior and milieu interior. This milieu, this atmosphere which is outside, is our own creation. Is our own creation. Nothing that is happening to me is because of somebody. I am the Brahma of my own sorrow. And I am the Vishnu of my own pain. And I am the Shankar of my own happiness. I am responsible for killing, destroying my own happiness. I am responsible for sustaining the pain that is I am carrying within. I am the Vishnu, preserving that pain. And I am generating pain. Nobody is responsible for my pain. I, the Brahma, I am creating. I am the progenitor of my own pain, sorrow, suffering, misery, unhappiness, evil, low stage, everything. I am doing this. So, vritti, vibrations and vayumandal, three things. And then homework. What was the homework? Give blessing and take blessing. Even if somebody doesn't give blessing, keep on giving blessings. And the last Baba mentioned about Dadi, and Baba mentions about Jagdamba. Even if somebody has committed how many mistakes? 99. Remember that soul has got one quality, one speciality. With right he has said my Baba. And he has one speciality. What is that? What is that? Undivided love for Baba. Atut Prem. Even if he has 99 mistakes. 99 is a very big figure. Somebody has committed 99 mistakes, yet we are loving that person. So, these are the 8 points from that Murli. And today, the practice is soul consciousness, soul conscious vision, practice Saman, practice with creativity, something new, some new, pick up from today's Sakar Murli, some new Saman, which you never saw before, you never practiced before. Something which is absolutely new. Then you feel better. Otherwise, practicing the same thing makes one bored. So there should be newness in practicing of Soman. So pick up and take up new Soman, new self-respect, and keep on practicing it. Om Shanti.